In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor John Fallahy, as he shares the truth for the day.
Hi, this is Pastor John, discipleship pastor at Brookside Baptist Church in Brookville, Wisconsin. We are in the midst of a missionary conference, and two of our missionaries are with us today in the studio for the next couple sessions. So I want to introduce Tony and Stephanie. Tony, why don't you say hello to the audience?
Hello, how are you all doing today?
Hi, I'm Stephanie. How are you?
Well, I am so thrilled. You guys are from where?
So originally, I am from West Dallas, Milwaukee, and
I am from Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin.
So you're locals.
Yeah.
We're fairly close. Yes.
Yeah.
But where is your mission field?
So our mission field is Boston, Massachusetts.
Now, whenever I hear Boston, I always think they are the worst drivers in the country.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Now, we say that with all love and respect to our Bostonian believers out there.
Oh, for sure, for sure. But when you're driving in Boston, every time you get behind the wheel, you must pray. You must pray. Absolutely. It's definitely grown the process of sanctification in my life.
Now, when people think of missions, they're thinking the sticks, the wilderness, far off lands. Tell us why you chose Boston. There's some interesting statistics about Boston.
Yeah. So even before we knew these statistics, God was calling us. But I think these are just like kind of those validation, like, okay. So preparing for Boston, Massachusetts, Stephanie and I were feeling led wherever God was going to move us. We felt like it would be a city center, an urban area, highly populated and just barely touched by the gospel, right? And so when we got to know Boston, we found out so many cool statistics about it, or tragic statistics, but encouraging to anybody who would be going to gospelize there. So we found out that in Christendom, there's this thing called the 1040 window. It's a missions window where a lot of the efforts of the world have gone to share the gospel. So it's latitude 10 degrees north of the equator to 40 degrees north of the equator. It houses some 5.2 billion people. 91% of the people there are unreached with the gospel. And what we found out very quickly is that if you were to actually pick up the city of Boston by its spiritual roots, you would stick it like right in the 1040 window, which is a crazy, crazy statistic because it's America.
How many people, because this blew my mind, how many Christians are in this Boston area?
Yeah, so 5.5 million, 2%.
Wow.
And so think about that. There are more Christians per capita in Iraq than there are in Boston, Massachusetts.
So Boston is our 1040 window.
100%.
And your mission is to bring the gospel. What's ironic and sad and tragic is this is where the Puritans came. This is where the believers camped out. This was at one point in our country's history, the thriving spiritual center of our country, and now is dead.
I know.
Spiritually.
It's really something. Think about the Protestant Reformation. You think about what happened in America, 18th century. And really, realistically, we have hundreds of churches in Boston. These big, beautiful buildings that once taught the Bible. And now they're housing universitarianism. Boston is the headquarters for basically the universitarianism church.
Yeah, false teaching and false doctrines.
Yeah.
Now, before we get into your specific mission, I think it's important to let the audience know what you, Tony, and Stephanie are doing and the relationships you're forming to share the gospel is what everyone in Milwaukee's facing.
Oh, yeah.
Our city is lost as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to encourage our listeners, hang in there for the next episodes because they're in the same situation we're in. Now, before we get into what specifically your mission is, what did you do before you were called to Boston?
We had a couple auto repair businesses in central Wisconsin. And then we also had some rental properties that we did. We did the auto repair business. I'm 37. I did that from 22 to December 2020. And Stephanie was, it was a team effort. Stephanie was huge in the clerical responsibilities of the business. So, and we had a great family team too. And one of our partners actually came with us to Boston. He's part of Onward East. And so we have, we did that for our whole adult life. So it's basically the business that we knew.
And you're serving the Lord while you're doing this business.
Yeah. I mean, our business was and still is, like right now, if you go to our both of our locations, like you're going to find Christian men and women who care about the lost and make specific efforts to be a difference in the community. The thing about our calling is our businesses were working on 80, 90 cars a day. And we had just great businesses. And it was intentional. But for me personally, because remember, God's an intimate creator. God's very personal. He doesn't necessarily deal, he deals very specifically. And so for me, this is just our story and my story and Stephanie's story. He just wanted something different for us.
And this is important because I want our audience to understand, here you are, two believers. You have come into this business. It's thriving. It's doing well. Everything seems to be fine. But then you said this, and I think this is key. God does deal with us intimately and personally. And if he comes along and says, you know what, Tony, Stephanie, you're growing. I'm really thrilled with that, but I want to grow you more.
Mm-hmm.
And so how did he start to move you? Because you're thinking, hey, this is great. The Lord's blessing. Everything's on track. And suddenly, how did this little whisper of an idea begin to move in your life that maybe this isn't the end of your journey?
Yeah, so John, going back, the biggest question we got asked when we told everybody that we were moving and doing something different is, why can't you do that here? And I think that question is only answered between God and I and Steph. For people out there who are listening and feel like God's asking them to do something specific and it doesn't make sense to everyone around them, and maybe they can do what God is asking them to do somewhere else where they're doing it, that's not so much what it's about. Pastor John, you just said it. God's intimate with us. And he's moving us specifically to certain regions, areas. I mean, you look at the New Testament church, right? You think about Paul. You think about Barnabas. I mean, there's certain plans you have and they just don't always make sense. Like, why can't you do it here?
Yeah, why can't you go to Asia? And later he ends up going to Asia, but not at that time.
Exactly. And so people are, why can't you do it here? Well, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have a perfect answer for you, and whatever answer I give you is not going to be satisfactory. I just know, and Stephanie just know 100%, that when we took our survey to Boston, Massachusetts, when we came home, like, our hearts were still there. And I didn't necessarily ask for that. Stephanie didn't necessarily ask for that. So it's not us doing it. And then you just know.
So what I'm hearing is, as God is calling you, putting these desires in your two hearts, you two are praying together, you're seeking the Lord, you're taking the next step, you're hearing other people around who probably have good counsel, people you trust, but at the end of the day, it's a walk between you two and the Lord. It's got to be an individual decision. But it didn't sound like you just one day just, okay, we got up and left. There's a process involved. And I'd like to ask Stephanie to talk about a little bit what she went through in this process.
Yeah. Okay. So let me just take it back a little further. When Tony and I were a family and we started our children, and we have five children from about a 7-year gap. So that was very, very busy. We had a lot on our plates with two businesses. I worked about 30 hours a week. Things were just moving faster, probably faster than I could keep up with. So it was very good. It was everything that I desired at the time. We just had a lot on our plates. And I know that there was a point, I'm going to say about 5 years ago, where I felt like maybe I had allowed myself to get so overwhelmed, tired, and worn out, where God seemed a little more distant to me at that time. And I remember sitting in my kitchen at night and just crying out to God and saying, I know you're there. I know you're real. I felt you. I've had a very, very intimate relationship with you. However, at this time, there's definitely a lot of just like lies of the world that have been like put before me, things that are kind of like pulling me away from a close relationship with you. So in that process and in that time, I just cried out to the Lord, please bring me back to that spot because I do not like where I'm at.
Let's pause it for a minute because there are so many people in our audience who are in the similar situation. Yeah. They're busy with sometimes good things.
Right.
Taking care of family, serving your husband, providing for the family. These are all good things that all of us are called to do. But in the midst of that, we can sometimes be focused on that and lose sight of the Lord.
Yeah.
And if that small voice is in you, which sounds like it was, the first step is pray and ask God to help.
Now,
be careful what you pray for. You just might get it.
Yes. Yeah, you definitely have that right. I think it's a beautiful thing, though, because Jesus didn't just leave me. He's a very personable Godhead, and he just took me and he very gently led me back to him. This was just through different ways of, you know, maybe between Tony and I in our conversations, between a mission trip that we had gone on again.
So Stephanie, you just mentioned that you took this trip. That sounds like you hadn't made this full commitment to be a missionary, but you were willing to take an incremental step.
Yes. So we have friends who are church planters in Spain, and Tony and I have been there multiple times. This is our sixth trip. So it's not that we haven't gone before, but at this point, we had gone on this trip. We had gone to a closed country near Spain.
Yeah. So you take this incremental step, and it brings you to Spain. What happened in Spain?
Right. While we were there, there was a certain individual in a closed country, and he needed materials just to spread the gospel, Bible materials. So my husband and I were willing to help take things across the border into this particular country. And as we had gone and we said yes to doing that, that wasn't necessarily the easiest yes that came out of my mouth. I was a little nervous. Now my husband, he was like, absolutely. This sounds fun, right?
And this is a perfect time. This is a perfect time for the cliffhanger. So you guys are going to a closed country. Mm-hmm. You're nervous. There's consequences if you get caught.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what's going to happen. You're praying to the Lord. You're walking obediently. Mm-hmm. And now time is up.
Yep.
Not your time, our time together. So let's pick up tomorrow in our next session together. We'll finish the story and learn more about how God took you to this next mission.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for joining us today on Word for Life, and we are thrilled you can join us. I would encourage you to go to onwardeast.com, find out about the story, and then feel free to reach out to them and give to this mission. They are making a difference in a dark place in our own country. Be sure to tune in so we can hear part two of this amazing story of Tony and Stephanie Clemente.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program or have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.